With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It was funny. I don't know how many people caught this last night on Monday Night Football. I did. Kang did. I really think that every once in a while we'll come up with something that we hope that the listeners like use and get, like the term on the graphic. On the graphic means you're in the hunt, and we just want to be on the graphic. When you're the Tigers, you want to win the World Series, but step one is to get yourself on the graphic. And next year, with what they've done in this offseason and what they have coming through the system, I think they have a chance to be on the graphic. Last night during Monday Night Football, they put up a playoff graphic for the NFC.
And the entire conference, Doug?
Steve Levy literally said, you know, everyone's on the graphic here except for the Detroit Lions.
Well, you know. What do you want to do?
They basically said to us, you and only you are not on the graphic.
That's right.
Anybody catch that?
You got to earn it, killer.
It's so funny. I would have forgot about that and wouldn't have brought it up, Kang, if you hadn't mentioned it during the commercial break. And I was like, oh, my God, that's right.
That's our show's thing, right? Get on the graphic.
Get on the graphic.
They're literally the only one that wasn't. That's how jumbled up the NFC is, near the bottom, at least, for the wild card.
He said as much. I just looked out at Twitch.
I felt like he was talking to us.
Kind of. Strand 9 says, we're on the clock, not the graphic. And that's 100%
true. 100%
true. I mean, right?
Hey!
There we go.
We got any mock drafts today? Oh! Do we?
Yeah, we're not doing it now, though. 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your phone calls. John is in Ann Arbor and you're on 97.1. Hi, John.
What's up, boys?
Hey,
how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Okay.
Just want to say I love the Goff interview, even though he didn't answer half the questions you asked, but it was great questions.
Okay, thank you.
I just wanted to bring up the fact, I mean, I know no one's really complaining about the signing of Javi, but I am ecstatic. Like, I am very happy about it, because looking at what Correa is now going to be asking for, Javi had 50 less at-bats last year, and he had very similar offensive numbers to Correa. And I heard Gator talking about the OPS, and obviously, OPS and strikeouts are going to be, you know, we're going to be a little concerned about that. But I just want to say I'm really, really happy with the signing, especially for the money we signed him for.
Well, it's not my money. And if they were going to spend money to get a play, I'd rather have Carlos Correa. But, you know, if he priced himself out, and it sounds like that's the thing, is that he priced himself out. The disappointing part to me as a fan is that it came down to money and it wasn't about talent. Like, if you saw one guy is clearly talented and you had a chance to get him, go get him. But they are restricted with what they can spend. And that level of a contract is left for the big boys. And the Tigers can't compete. At least that's the message they're sending to the fans, is that as much as we'd like to get Carlos Correa, we know that our manager was having breakfast with him and all that, but we can't afford him. We're just not there. That's disappointing to hear if you're a Tigers fan.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's just the fact that his offensive stats were very similar and they're only a year apart in age is very promising to me.
Well, here's the thing, John, and Gator and everybody. Because of that picture that circulated on social media of AJ Hinch sitting down with Carlos Correa, A, yes, it got our hopes up. But B, it did confirm, A, we tried. You don't always get that confirmation. Would we have ever known that they even met with Javi Baez? They took the one guy that they had in the organization with a history and a relationship and maybe the only card they really had to play, and he went down to Houston, and he sat down with him, and they talked. And there's no way, like, this wasn't about a gift for a baby. This wasn't about an omelet. This was about a legitimate there's no way they didn't talk about Detroit, right? They tried. Usually when you get a free agent signing, you'll get the guy and you go, well, why not? Why not? Did they even try? Well, we know they tried. Well, and I feel a little bit better about this because I think they made an effort and I think they tried the strategy that they had to play, which was AJ Hinch. And okay, it didn't work, but.
Let me ask both of you guys this. Looking back at that meeting,
yeah,
that breakfast, luncheon thing.
Yep.
Brunch.
Brunch. Do you think that may have been a photo op?
No.
At all? And let me further explain why I think that why I'm just throwing this out there, okay?
All right.
You hear all the time about players and managers or general managers or whatever that, well, we met for dinner. Have you ever seen a photo when nope. that happened? Like, nope. look who's coming out of, you know, Morton Steakhouse in Chicago. You never hear that. You never see that.
Nope.
You hear about it, but you never see it. We actually saw this one. These guys were out in the open at an outdoor cafe in Houston, Texas, where you think people might not recognize Carlos Correa and still remember who AJ Hinch is. These guys are way out in the open, and this picture taken off of some guy's leg now gets sent across the whole Twitterverse, and I'm supposed to think that
Gator.
This was just by happenstance.
I mean, first of all,
you're amazing.
I love the theory. I love the theory, but Carlos Correa would have to be agreeing to be a pawn in this PR scheme.
Well, it helps him get more money, maybe.
How?
Well,
he has suitors. He's telling other, yeah.
People are like, well, the Tigers are serious. Look, we're gonna have to go past.
Or could it be just two guys?
My point is, it's the only time we've ever seen a picture
Gator.
Like this.
Yeah, but it's.
You're talking to the wrong guy. That guy didn't believe in any conspiracy. You're talking to me, Gator, all right? First, I'm like, you're crazy, Gator. But as right. you kept talking, I go, wait a second. You're right. You're crazy like a fox.
Well, where would these meetings usually take place?
Ruth, Chris, Morton's, I don't
right.
know, like a nice steakhouse.
Over dinner, right.
Private dining room.
Yes.
How many private dining rooms are even open right now? Everybody eats outside.
That's my...
Yeah, right. In Texas. Especially, okay.
Texas.
Gator...
Meet at the house? You want to come over to my Dude. House? If you know him well enough, you're bringing a baby gift. Can't you just come by the crib?
This is going to spoil Doug's. Oh, at least they were interested because guess what? They really weren't. And you're right, Gator. When you go out with a girl.
Hey, wait a sec.
Hold on.
Why you got to mock me over this?
Because you don't believe in it. And I believe in Gator's theory. This is when you go out with a girl and you say, hey, I got her number. I want to take her out. And she tells you she wants to go on a day date. Uh-oh. You want the nighttime date.
Right.
When you get the day date.
Let's get spicy.
Exactly. There's no real interest.
Right.
Like, all right, I'll meet you up.
Yeah, you might have
fine.
A glass
yeah.
of wine. That's
yeah.
it, right?
No,
nighttime.
Mimosa, whatever.
You
nighttime.
Want to do a shot?
Yes,
yep.
I do. All right. All drinks start flowing. Things get serious.
What are your feelings on tequila?
Yeah.
You know, right.
That's why the nighttime dinner meeting is way more serious than the daytime brunch photo op like you just mentioned.
AJ Hinch didn't want to cuddle. He was trying to get a shortstop.
Are you kidding me?
He was trying to get a shortstop.
The Correa, we've taken calls every day, Doug, texts every day. They want to sleep with Carlos Correa. They want more than snuggling.
You guys are ridiculous. You're just
the same, man.
You're
never see those other pictures.
Yep, never.
We saw this one. It was plastered on the internet.
You know why this is so disappointing to Tiger fans or Correa, the Correa crowd, Doug, is because it all lined up. I'm not a guy who endorsed this, but you have tons of money. They spent like no money this year. They have a huge need at shortstop. And AJ Hinch is his former manager. What more could you ask for? If you ever wanted the top shortstop free agent, this was the year, and they didn't do it.
What more
they
could
didn't
you
want to spend
for?
The money.
Apparently, $185 million more is what you could ask for, and that's the
they didn't want to spend the money.
It's a pretty big difference between
they
what they're
playing.
Didn't
want to spend the
money yet. You're not buying that theory, are you? You're not. They're not going to go all Texas and sign Correa, too. 248-539-9797. More your phone.
I don't know.
Really?
Gator, it was a daytime lunch. They're not.
Yeah, you're right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.